And I think we need to focus on this. What is positive? It's very easy to get discouraged when we look in ourselves, because there's nothing but discouragement in there. Nothing but failure. And we've expounded on all of that. But it is the grace of God that has given us the motivation, first of all, that to have the desire to live a life that is pleasing to Him. But you know, He doesn't just leave us with a motivation. He also gives us the power. And that's what's positive. And that's here, soberly, righteously, and godly. Soberly. I just want to expand on what our brother Brian has set before us. And soberly is defined as one who has a sound mind, uses self-control, and uses discretion. Ask yourself the question, do I have that naturally? Do I have the ability to have a sound mind using self-control and discretion? If we know ourselves and are honest with ourselves, that's not in me. That's not in me naturally. Yet we have that ability. How? Because grace has supplied it. How? If we are to live soberly, if we are to have a sound mind, a healthful, that word sound speaks to us of a healthful mind that is controlled, self-control, and has discretion. What is that mind filled with? What am I filled with? Ephesians chapter 5 says in verse 18, and do not be drunk with wine, first of all. That is to be under the control of something else. Do not be drunk with wine in which is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Be filled with the Spirit of God. That's the power in being living soberly. In the power of the Spirit of God, ungrieved and unquenched in my life, that has full control of me. It's this control in such a way that I have been filled full, that there is that outflowing of the power of the Spirit of God living through me to live soberly. He gives that power to live soberly. And then he says, righteously. How do we know to live what is righteous? He has given us this too. It's again, not in and of ourselves, because we were all unrighteous. He also gives us this. And here we have 2 Timothy 3 verse 16. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, and for correction, for instruction in righteousness. He has given us the word of God. We have His word in our hands that tells us what is righteous. It gives us instruction in what is right, how to get right and to stay right. It is that righteousness documented here in His precious word. We have the Spirit of God that opens up unto us the word of God, points us to Christ. Then we come to that which is godly. Godliness. That which has the stamp of approval of God bearing His likeness in all that I do. That's godliness. The approval of God in all things. That's 1 Timothy. We had that verse this morning. Great is the mystery of godliness. And that points us to the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. That one who descended. That one who in incarnation walked amongst men. That one who went to the cross, who died, was buried, and rose again, and who is now seated and glorified at the Father's right hand. And as we look at him, so we have the Spirit of God, the Word of God, and Christ, the Son of God, all supplied by grace that teaches us to live this life inwardly, outwardly, and godly, upwardly. He supplies everything. There's nothing that we need to put, you know, this expression that sometimes has been used for us in the job, use the tools in the toolbox, we were told. We don't have any tools in the toolbox. He has supplied them all, and they are of himself, that are satisfactory and from himself, that would in turn work through us to give us this ability with a heart that is undivided, engaged in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, that gives me the Spirit of God ungrieved, filled to take the Word of God, to understand the righteousness of God, to live godly in this present evil world.